This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen. I'm on the Good Day program every day, Monday through Friday. 6 hours of conversation. You pick and choose as much as you would like. Sometimes people here in the morning, some people here in the middle of the day, some people here in the afternoon. It still is compelling, dramatic, exciting stuff. Isn't it, Kara? Wouldn't you attest to the excitement, the chills, the thrills, the spills that we have as we put this program together every day, trying to figure out what it is that piques people's interest? Because I'm thinking that after a while, you can only handle so much of Belgium. You can handle only so much of Trump and Cruz and these other characters. There are things that are relevant, however, to you that are part of what's going on today that I think you ought to know about that you may not know about. For example, the folks at the Cleveland Clinic are this morning releasing a study which focuses on the risk factors for heart disease and the need for healthy lifestyle changes. Now, the good news here is that the number of people dying from, as a matter of fact, Kara, see if you can find Dr. Ken. This would be a good conversation for him for a minute or two. Dr. Ken is our cardiologist on Good Day. He does a Saturday program with me called Good Day Health. We spend a couple of hours taking calls from people around the country. And because he's a cardiologist, a lot of our conversations about heart disease. The good news is heart disease deaths are down. Cancer deaths are down. But yet, when you bear witness to what's really going on behind the scenes, the people that are dying, the older people who have learned and lived a healthier lifestyle, that is a good segment of the population. But what's happening, according to this information from the Cleveland Clinic today, is that heart attack patients are younger and much heavier than they used to be. Now, I don't know that this is anything other than a duh. Just look around you. You get on a plane, you get on a bus, you get on a, you go to an amusement park, you go any place in public, to a mall. You see more and more young people. I saw this. As a matter of fact, I remember when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg University in Ohio, how at the end of the year when the youngsters who were graduating would go across the stage, how many heavy men and women we would see. Heavy. I'm talking about really heavy. Not just a little overweight, but really overweight. And what are you thinking? And I suppose the other side of it is, what are colleges like Heidelberg teaching you about how to be in shape, how to take care of yourself? This is something that's very important. There's a meeting this week, the American College of Cardiology, having their 65th annual scientific session, talking about patients and who's more likely to be at risk. How do we prevent these things? High blood pressure, diabetes, people that have a history of smoking, either directly or a secondhand smoke. A number of people, more and more all the time, dying of heart disease who have been exposed to secondhand smoke. And the other thing is, people who are just not physically active. It used to be the haves and the have. Now, you know, we talk about, okay, we have the people who are on one extreme or another, and then there's a vast group of people in the middle. That's not the case anymore. There are hardly any people in the middle. You either are in great shape, eat well, exercise, get the amount of rest that you're supposed to, or you're on the other end of the scale. You have high blood pressure because you get diabetes, because you're too heavy, because you eat the wrong foods, all of these things. I wonder what it takes for people to wake up under that circumstance. By the way, this study has gone back for the last 20 years. Heart attacks occurring when the coronary artery is completely blocked and a large part of the heart muscle is unable to get blood. And so this, under the circumstances, comes about as a result of eating poorly, not getting enough exercise, that sort of thing, and all this stuff gets plugged up. Now, I'm going to be self-serving here. I wasn't thinking, nor was I planning to do this, but I think there really is an adjunct to this story. Those of you who have high blood pressure brought about by any number of reasons. The thing is, you don't have enough nitric oxide in your system, and that comes from a bad diet. So you want to change your diet, get lots of vegetables in your diet, especially beets. And a way to quickly fix the problem of your blood pressure is to go on a product called Super Beets. Professional athletes, Olympic athletes swear by Super Beets. I told you the story a couple of weeks ago. The LA Times carried a report on college athletes in the NCAA and mentioning by name that they are taking Super Beets so that their performance during the game will be better than what it might be without having Super Beets. It opens up the arteries so that blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, so that if you need that boost, you need support, you need an extra source of the hoopla that it takes to win. If you're working out, I often take this before my workout, and I know that people that are close to me do the same thing. Beets have been shown to have this extra special nitrate in it. This is a gas, Ken says, the third most important gas. And it hasn't really been worked on. This information didn't become public until the 1980s. But now we know that healthy blood flow is the key to living a better life. That is true. So with healthy blood pressure, better circulation, things function better, your life is better. That's why we're introducing you to Super Beets. And so from this point, the next thing is up to you. If you want to have a clean, healthy body, you need to be able to flush everything out. That comes from getting the blood circulating around as well. You need Super Beets. You'll add energy. You'll add health. You'll add vitality. No chemicals, no sugars, none of that stuff. Super Beets. Reach for it by calling 800-655-4183. What a great, compelling story from everybody. Here's the guy named Robert who listens to us in New Jersey. He says, I feel better overall, have consistent energy, better numbers at my checkup. Congrats to Super Beets. Call now, 800-655-4183. Does it really do the trick? Yep, it does. Otherwise, Dr. Ken wouldn't get behind it. Drink Super Beets for just 1 week, and you will feel the results. Or you get your money back. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com and order it there. But I think it's good to talk to an operator. You'll get the free book, Beat the Odds, that explains how this all works and why your body is so much better off with this all the way around. Super Beets and its companion Neo 40, which is an encapsulated version of the same thing that you can use for a quick wake up in the morning. Both of them are all natural. They are there for you, guaranteed, or your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Easter is Sunday, so get to Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pack. Shop Friday night out, 3 to 11 p.m., and Saturday early birds, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and save 40 to 60% on dresses, kids' dressy apparel, and new shoes. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles. 20% off for valid March 24th through 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Men, if you're like me, You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You're going to love this one. This is the story of Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, who's 74 years old. His chief advisor was Rebecca Mason, 44 years old. The story floating around as the week comes to an end is that Governor Bentley is in love with Ms. Mason. He has denied sleeping with her, however. There's a phone call, apparently, that's been made public. It has to have been made public because we've got the phone call. Maybe without having to, I'm not going to interpret this one way or another. He has apologized to his family. He's apologized to Ms. Mason and her family, apologized to the state of Alabama. She says they didn't have an affair. But she doesn't like the circumstances. This is a just sordid, stupid thing that shows this, by the way, the governor is a former Baptist deacon. He divorced his wife last fall. This guy's 74, she's 44. Here's the tape.
No, he couldn't tell who I was sending it to. And he didn't say, hey, baby, I love you so much and I'd like to spend the rest of my life with you and you kiss me. I love that. You know, I do love that. When I stand behind you and I put my arms around you and I put my hands on your breast and I put my hands on you and pull you
in.
I love that.
Moron. These guys, what is the matter? How many times a day do we say, I'm almost speechless here. How many times a day do we say there is always a microphone on, there's always somebody taping you, there's always video on? This guy's the governor of Alabama, 74 years old, so he loves his assistant. Isn't that sweet? So this came about as he fired the state's chief law enforcement officer, and apparently this guy had a bug in his office. The policeman had a bug in the governor's office, so he released this to embarrass the governor. His name is Spencer Collier. He was let go Tuesday because apparently he's abusing state funds. That is, folks, code for he's been stealing from the till. And so in order to get back at the governor, he releases this phone call that took place a year or so ago. Our insatiable appetite for stuff like this and Hulk Hogan sex tape and whatever other foolishness there is around. I mean, that's how TMZ exists, I guess, right? For all of this sort of thing and all the other magazines that you can read this sort of thing on. There are no secrets, no shame, nothing. Hulk Hogan isn't at all upset that everybody could see his naked butt all over the internet. I think I would be. Kara, wouldn't you be upset if somebody could see you all over the internet?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Oh, my God. If your father saw that? Oof. 21 minutes after the hour. Yes, more food for thought here on Good Day.
We use mobile.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So at 23 past the hour, this is the part of the hour where we focus on music, musical events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You may remember the Fleetwood Mac song, The Chain. The reason we're playing that now is because the battle rounds are continuing on The Voice. Brittany and Trey competed on The Voice this week with their versions of that song.
The sun rise. Run in the shadow. Daniel, Daniel, and if you don't love me now, you will never love me again.
So, Brittany and Trey competing on The Voice. That's a very popular program. More popular now than American Idol. Certainly, American Idol started all of this. Last night, Ryan welcomed back David Cook, who was the winner of American Idol in 2008, to perform from his latest album a song called Heartbeat.
Disappear before my eyes, just above the highest tide, we're falling to the ocean line. And oh, I see smoke enough to make me choke. The world feels broken down. Counting the lines, the years are screaming louder now. All the streets are falling down.
All right, so that's how the, I don't know, I remember watching American Idol a little. Kara, do you ever watch any of these shows? American Idol, The Voice, any of them, or do they mean nothing to you?
I don't really watch them. Like I said before, I watched, you know, a couple seasons of American Idol. I think I watched the Carrie Underwood one, the Kelly Clarkson one, and that's about it because, you know, I saw bits and pieces of other ones and they just weren't any good.
Speaking of that, Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood have announced they're going to appear together in the last episode, which will be got to be during the May sweeps, I'm going to think, because that's when they want all the stuff to culminate. So have they ever sung together before? They were Kelly Clarkson was the winner of season one, right? And then Carrie Underwood a couple of years later. Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, and I don't know that they're actually singing together at the finale. I think that they're both just singing along with all of the other winners of American Idol.
But would you agree that they both are equal, or is Kelly Clarkson a little ahead in terms of popularity from Carrie Underwood?
I think Kelly Clarkson's a little bit more popular, but I think I'm also biased because I don't really like country music very much. So, I mean, Carrie Underwood is pretty pop country.
Yeah, she is.
But, yeah, I think I like Kelly Clarkson a little better.
All right, here's Kelly Clarkson coming to The View. Coming to American Idol as the season ends and the show ends. Crank it up there, Kara.
This is actually Carrie Underwood now.
Oh, this is Underwood? Jennifer were here, she would have scolded us because she knows the difference between the two of them. By the way, Jennifer is getting better, and I expect she'll be back with us at some point next week. For those of you who are wondering and who miss her, I miss her. We all miss her. So, to sort of wrap this up, the last season of American Idol and what it has meant, say what you will, some people are very cynical. This show changed a lot of the landscape when it came to reality television. It really did. And Ryan Seacrest grew up before our very eyes. You saw that, too. 28 past here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Celebrate, what is this, Good Friday? A lot of people have the day off today. I forgot about that earlier on. Kara, what do you do for Easter? Is there any celebration you go, oh, even if people aren't celebrants, the C&E crowd that go to church on Christmas and Easter, some people find Good Friday to be. Yesterday was Maundy Thursday, which in the tradition of the Christian church marks the Last Supper. Then Jesus gets crucified on Good Friday. I don't know what's good about it. And then he's arisen from the dead. That's what's celebrated on Easter. And there are a couple of movies this year. I didn't get to see them. One about Jesus as a boy, and then another movie called Risen that was about the soldier who was investigating what happened to the body on the morning of the third day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we all have our stories. I certainly grew up around that tradition. Kara, when you were a kid, did you celebrate Easter with a new dress? Or did you go someplace special with your family on Easter? Or did you stay home, ate a lot of ham? What'd you do?
When I was a kid, when my grandma was still alive, I have two older sisters and a cousin who is 2 weeks older than me. So my grandma would make all of us matching dresses. Herself, and we would wear them, and we would all get together and, you know, have our Easter baskets and eat lunch and hang out for the day. And this year we're doing something similar, not with the matching dresses, but
Grandma's not making you a dress for Easter?
Well, no, unfortunately. She's not alive anymore, but we're going to my grandfather's house, and we're all going to eat lunch, and we're actually going to visit my grandmother's grave and, you know, rake all the leaves off and put some flowers down. And just hang out for the day. Have an Easter egg hunt with my sister's kid. So should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. They color the eggs, get the candy, all that sort of thing. Easter is not as badly abused as Christmas in terms of commercialism, but it has its commercial twist to it. The Easter eggs, the Easter candy, the Easter dresses you're talking about, wearing, getting all dressed up for church or going wherever you go. I think that still is a part of what goes on in many traditional families. I don't pay much attention to Easter any more than I do to Christmas, frankly, in terms of the religious aspects of it, because, well, just because it doesn't hit me. I think I do remember when I was younger going through all this stuff. My mother used to hide Easter baskets. We'd go find them and sit around eating jelly beans all day till our stomachs were upset. And the chocolate Easter egg, bunny chocolates, the egg chocolates, all those things. Yeah, that's fun. And sometimes we exchanged presents, and we did go to church, and I sang. The most important thing for me, anyway, in going to church was singing. I loved to do it. I still do today. Love the hymns, the gospel stuff. The music is what made church for me. I never found it. I didn't pay attention when I was younger, because I don't think most kids do pay attention to what's going on in church. Maybe if you go to Sunday school and you got a good Sunday school teacher, it's the same as having a good teacher in public school or wherever you go to school. You get some, you have a relationship with that person, so the stories that they tell you or the information they're trying to pass on has more meaning if you respect. Imagine having Jimmy Carter, for example, as your Sunday school teacher. That'd be, yes, that'd be great, terrific. And so there are great lessons. The Bible's full of great history, great lessons, great reading. It's a wonderful book with great things to learn in it. Whether you believe all of this stuff remains to be seen. That's not important. What comes out of it, and so many of the same thing is true with the expressions of history that come from the Israeli, or I'm sorry, the Jewish tradition, or the Muslim tradition, or the Buddhist tradition is fabulous as well. Some of the Chinese, the Tao religions, all of the things that we have used in our history as human beings to try to pay tribute to that power which is greater than we are. That's really what this is all about. Think about it for a second. Think about Jesus and the fact that whether he did really rise from the dead or not, believe it or not, I happen to believe that those things are possible. I happen to believe Jesus was an extraordinary healer. I think that he, along with all of us, are, I don't want to say mimicry, but certainly constructed in a way that would make it easy to believe that whatever the super being or super intelligence is that has created the universe has the ability to do just about anything in its power. And then you can go back and say, well, how does this happen? You know, there was nothing, and then there was the Big Bang, and then there was everything. I mean, I think that's maybe a simplistic approach. I'm not a scientist. I've read a lot of stuff that makes me fascinated with that concept. What I find more comfortable is there's no beginning and no end to the universe. We have a small little planet. It has beings on it that are like us, and so we tend to think of everything in terms of us. We don't think of the people that we're sharing the planet with much, whether they be lizards or dogs or snakes or bears or lions or mosquitoes. We don't think about them. We think of us. And that's part of, I believe, there's a thing that God or whatever the God nature is that's created in us to help us learn more about what else is going on in the world by learning more about us. I think the rules are very simple. Do unto others as you. I think that message, and maybe it comes out more at this time of year and maybe at Christmas, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We all have learned that. And so maybe there's a bit of tolerance that's necessary. I look around at all of this stuff, back to the trouble that Muslims are having in this country and the trouble that they're having all over the world. Some of it self-inflicted. Some of it could have a better row to hoe if, in fact, they were a little more critical or a little more active at trying to root out this problem that we have with fanatics. That stuff overshadows what otherwise would be rather an interesting holiday. It's being celebrated all around the world by Christians about a fellow who wasn't a Christian. That's what I find most fascinating about all of this. If Jesus were to come back, he'd go to the nearest synagogue because he was a Jew. And yet we've taken his life and times and created a religion and think about the power the Catholic Church has and the Christian religion or all religions. And why do we need religion? What is there about religion? What does religion do for you? hopefully it makes you a better person if you're a true believer in whatever the message is, as long as there's goodness in the message. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? We're all trying to be better human beings. And some of us learn our lessons through the teachings of some of these great healers. And so for that reason, it is worth celebrating and thinking about somebody other than you, because there are many people who are, and I don't mean more important in the sense, well, he's the president and I'm only the guy that runs, that's the janitor or runs the boiler room at the college or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. We all put our pants on one leg at a time. We all have to do the same bodily excremental things. We all have to eat to survive. All of the things. There's more that keeps us together or makes us a unit of one. And that's what we ought to focus on. The goodness that some of us have in certain areas that others don't. And we share the goodness that we have with others and help other people if they need it. And I think that was part of the message that Jesus brings forth. I know his message better because that's the tradition I grew up in. But I have studied religions in the world. I know about Taoism. Some of the Chinese religions are very interesting. The way the Buddhist religion prospers today is because of the message. Frankly, the message the Muslims, if you get away from the fanatical aspects of it, many people identify with the Muslim religion because it is that you can take out of its teachings. It is a pure sort of well-intentioned, all-encompassing religion that's trying to make the world better. But then there are so many distractions from it. But if you read the Bible and the Torah, all of these things have distractions in them. I got off on a tangent a bit here, but I hope my message to you is if you're celebrating Easter, you have a good, peaceful one. I'll be moving. Frankly, I get my truck and my guys, and that's how I'll spend Easter, moving from one house to another. But however you celebrate it, I hope that you'll have a wonderful, warm, and happy weekend. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
In college sports, team colors play a powerful role in every aspect of the game, from team jerseys to mascots to game day gear. We caught up with ESPN college basketball analyst and official LG color commentator Jay Billis for tips on using color to create the ultimate game day experience during March Madness.
For me, the ultimate game day experience comes down to three things, and the first is how you watch the games. Step it up with a screen that makes you feel like you're courtside. LG's OLED TVs are stunning, delivering perfect blacks and over 1 billion colors that are truly lifelike. TVs like these make watching from home even better. Brand new stats from LG Electronics and verified by Elias Sports Bureau show that teams wearing blue and red jerseys have made it to and won the most championship games over the last 30 years. Check out more team color stats at LGGameDay.com.
Sometimes game day foods get messy.
You got to protect your game day gear, which makes products like LG's Twin Wash Washer that can wash two loads at the same time a slam dunk. You can always be confident your team colors won't get tainted with that infamous red sock.
You can do game day right by incorporating some of these fun, colorful tips into your March Madness experience.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen on the Good Day program. I'm in Schoharie County, New York. I've come to New York for a couple of days to do some farm things. As I move from one farm to another, I find that I don't need a lot of the material that I have, so I'm selling some things at an auction, going to do some business here, and I'm always happy to be connected to my friends at the station that I actually used to own, WSDE, here in Cobleskill. Ed Sherlock does a great job. He's a wonderful guy, and the station seems to be growing and thriving. It's always rewarding to see that. I was looking at the local newspaper here, Kara. They're so excited about the baseball season. The children in school, the weather hasn't been, it's not bad here today. It looks like we got a little fog, and the weather around the country this weekend isn't bad. What do you have in Washington, by the way? It's supposed to be in the 70s this weekend, right?
Right now I think we have 65, 70. It was raining this morning, but yeah, it's pretty nice. And then this weekend.
Yeah, a little rain on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But most of the country is supposed to be really nice for this weekend. Certainly in the East and Northeast, we'll have temperatures near 70, I think, in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts on Sunday. So the baseball season has started. I was driving along Route 20 last night as I came in here once I get off of the interstate. And there was there's a high school and a baseball field. Now, this is March the, 24th? The kids were out there, and it wasn't warm. It was 40 degrees. They're playing a baseball game. And I thought, how cool is that? It was a Thursday night baseball game, probably about 7:30, and the stands weren't full, but you could see a lot of excited people. I slowed down to actually watch, because I think baseball is one of the terrific signs of spring. Spring is the most a wonderful time of the year. It really, for me, the growth, being a farmer, you see everything starting to grow again. I plant seeds. I'm going to have a garden this year. I haven't had one for a couple of years, but I think I want Meredith to have a cool vegetable garden, so we'll have that. But just looking around at all the stuff and the beauty that is agriculture and seeing these kids play baseball, and that apparently they're so interested or so eager to get the baseball season going that they started playing baseball in the gymnasiums of some of the schools around here. I'm trying to envision how you do that. How do you hit a home run in a gymnasium?
I imagine you get some dents in the walls.
Man, I would think. All right, some of the people who are interested in traveling, I've been reading some emails and some of your posts, social media posts, people concerned about traveling and whether there will be a damper. I think this is a pretty good example of what's going on. If you're going through John F. Kennedy Airport in New York this weekend, you will see U.S. Army soldiers in camouflage with assault rifles. You will see police officers in bulletproof vests at the airport. You will see private security guards directing traffic in these yellow vests, those neon vests. You will see all of that at JFK. You'll see it all at Dulles. You'll see it at most of the international airports, especially Washington, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. More pronounced probably at New York because they are always suspicious. The thing that I think that we don't really, I don't know why we tend to be silly when it comes to stuff. Now, this is overdoing it, in my opinion, because they're not going to do the same thing that they did before, and they're not going to really come over here. It may be an individual here or there, but all the money and all the time, this is theater, this is drama, but do you really get anything from this kind of protection? I say that with the overlap of other things for which we lose control, about which we think we have to give over our sense of freedom. The number of drones that will be used in this country in the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years will triple. Ownership of drones, private ownership, 2.5 million by the end of this year, 4.5 million next year. Commercial drones, there are 3 million of them now. And nobody knows how many drones the U.S. Air Force has, how many drones the CIA and the FBI have. We don't know. And these drones that they use are $40,000, $50,000 drones. Now, I was talking about this movie, Eye in the Sky, and the drones that are used to carry warheads and surveillance and that kind of stuff. Those cost $40, $50, $60 million a piece. But this whole business of drones and surveillance, we have become a police state, and therefore the terrorists have won. That's the way I look. I don't see another way of looking at this, Frank. And I don't know what to do about it. You know, you look at all of the things, every time you turn around, technology can hack this and hack that. I noticed that a bunch of Verizon customers got hacked yesterday, although Verizon says, nah, there's nothing to worry about, it's okay. This security breach led those who were hacking to data information, but they weren't able to get at it because Verizon found it in time. But just that, the attention given to those sorts of things. Is there a day that goes by when you look at the morning newspaper or you check your news online, whatever you go to, whatever site it is that you are, that you frequent, that you are used to, and you don't see some story about some entity being hacked? And it's now become, okay, well, I guess it happens. I'm I'm not secure. And maybe people are just giving in and getting over to that. I'm going to give all of my power over to the government. And where does that take us? It doesn't take us any place good as far as I'm concerned. But, wow, isn't it a sign of the times and how the economy is affected by all of this stuff as well? Food forethought on a weekend full of good food. This is Easter weekend. Doug Steffen at 51 After on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Edward, are you in town on business or pleasure?
Business, I think.
Business, you think. Well, let me guess. That would make you a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think of a lawyer.
You've got that sharp, useless look about you. I'm not a planner. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I would say I was a kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants gal, you know, moment to moment. That's me. That's you. This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it isn't.
Stolen?
No, not exactly. What's your name?
Well, you want to be.
Got one more, Kara?
No, that's it.
All right. So the movie is Pretty Woman, number one movie this week in 1990, the song from Roxette, It Must Have Been Love. This is one of the neatest movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. There's something about this that I don't know that I want to watch it over and over again, but you can see it a few times and get something really kind of sweet out of it. The song, well, let's see, what is this, 26 years ago this movie was number one. How have the careers of the two of them changed, would you say, Chuck, in the years since then?
I remember the first time, you know, watching that film in the theater, you instantaneously realized that Julia Roberts was a movie star watching that film. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's had a great career, and I'm a big fan of Richard Gere. I think the chemistry was really good. The original title of that film, by the way, was called 3,000. That's how much money he gave her to spend time with him, and it was a much darker script. Gary Marshall got a hold of it and lightened it up very much, It was a big box office hit.
Yeah. Were they attached to the original dark movie, or did they come around after it was brightened up, the two stars?
After it was brightened up.
It was, yeah. It is a good movie, though. All right, Chucker wants to talk about all things Batman and Superman up next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including a look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, coming up on 57 after the hour here on Good Day, Chuck Curry, our movie man. This is Movie Moments, and our focus on Batman and Superman out now this weekend. You saw it. What'd you think?
Overall, I liked it. I mean, I had reservations going in because I heard a lot of the more negative than positive reaction. I mean, clearly, I think the film had some issues. They're trying to stuff a lot into a 2.5 hour running time. Overall, I'd give it a 7.5 out of 10. I polled a lot of the people. It's about 150 people in the screening I went to see it at. We booked at our local community theater. Most of them really, really liked it. I mean, I would say it was very few in the minority that didn't. I think most of them gave it about an 8 out of 10. I think the high points, Ben Affleck is Bruce Wayne Batman. He was absolutely terrific, and I can't wait to see him in solo Batman movies. Jeremy Irons, pretty good Alfred. Henry Cavill, he's a good Superman. The movie's told mostly through Batman's point of view. I thought the confrontation was really good, and there's one big scene at the 3/4 mark where Batman has to save a specific character that I thought was exhilarating. And really the high point in the film, the end battle with Doomsday, I thought too much CGI. Overall, like I said, the film's probably stuffing too much into one movie. It is flawed in some of its pacing. The first half actually is very slow burn, almost has a lot of art house sensibilities. But if you like Batman or Superman, I certainly would go see this film. You might say it has issues and somewhat maybe mixed, but overall, more positives than negatives. And I liked it. I'm going to go see it again.
All right. Here's Chuck's recommendation. Go see Batman versus Superman this weekend, the big movie, 59 past the...
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.